Vanity is the quicksand of reason. This is Dr. Herbert O. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing, the University of Philosophy, Absolute Monastery, and a lot of wonderful things here in Campo, California, bringing you the Absolute Philosopher. And today the Absolute Philosopher is going to share some ideas on vanity is the quicksand of reason. Vanity, that's pride, you know. That's being proud of the things you do. When you have to go around telling people, I talked to her and I healed her. I talked to her and I put them on the right path. I talked to them and I did this. I swept the sidewalk and I made the dinner and I sent out the mail and I wrote the books and I carried these things up and I did it all by myself. I did these things. That's vanity. Vanity. Vanity, thy name is woman, they say. Well, man too, I'm sure. Do you find yourself ever doing things like that? If you do, you are very, what do you say? You have no self-esteem. You have no feeling of approval of yourself. You don't think that you're a very wonderful person. You got to get other people to tell you how wonderful you are, so you tell them of every little thing you did. Now, here on campus, I play the game with all of you, and so I say, well, Ingeborg, what sort of day did you have today? What wonderful things did you do? And she said, well, I went to the toilet, and I used 4 sheets of toilet paper. Ingeborg! And I set the table, and I put out all of the knives and forks and spoons, and Ingeborg! I did the mailing, and I did this, Ingeborg! And I did that, and I did the other thing, and I did, and I picked up sticks, and I, you know, all over the campus, and I picked up all the cruddy stuff, and I said, Ingeborg, vanity, vanity, vanity. Well, Herb, you asked what I did today. Yes. What did you do that helped you on your spiritual path? What did you do that showed you that what you're doing here is the right thing for you? What did you read or hear or listen to within yourself? Did you go into meditation at all? Did you go into introspection? What happened? And none of you tell me what happened in introspection, because you weren't there. None of you tell me what you did in your meditations, because you weren't there. None of you tell me what happened after you were reading your lessons, because you didn't read them. Yes. If you read your lessons, you would be so excited about the particular thing that you read that you'd be telling all about it. You'd be saying, I read lesson 5, and in lesson 5, it taught all about these ideas and these thoughts, and I think that's just wonderful. I think that's just wonderful. I want to tell my son about it, my daughter and my husband and wife, and I want to tell my grandmother. And, you know, hey, no. How did it touch your life? How did it touch your life? See, vanity is the quicksand of reason. Now, Ellen, in the first course of the Art and Science of Wholeness, what are one of the things that we teach?
There's no reason.
You don't know either?
Intellect. No judgment.
Well, now you see, here one of the very important parts of our lessons you don't even have. Now, that's okay. But the point is, Ellen is so proud of saying she doesn't read the daily newspaper, she doesn't listen to television, she doesn't read magazines telling all about what's going on in the business world and this and that. She's so proud of it. But what Ellen doesn't say is, I see the magazines, and as I see them, I say, I surround you with my pure white light of love, and all activities in that magazine are in divine order now. All activities in the world are in divine order now. Whenever you see a television show and all of a sudden you say, hey, I'm not watching that, you know, but that's by your choice. You don't say it to anybody else. What do? You wrap that television show in the pure white light of love and know that whoever sees it is going to see the good, the pure, and the beautiful in it. They'll miss all of the other things that might be limiting. Can you say that?
Yeah.
Now, do I need to know how many sheets of toilet paper you use in the bathroom? No.
No.
Do you think that is what I'm asking you?
No.
No. You think I care whether you ate a big lunch or a little lunch or whether you had so many glasses of water? What I care is, were you illumined even for an instant during the day?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Did you look up at the clouds and say, it was so glorious to look up there and see all the angels in heaven there. And I know that heaven is everywhere and that angels are everywhere and angels are just good thoughts and things like that. But man, were there a lot of good thoughts up there in the sky, in the white cumulus clouds. And there was an angel that looked just like my Aunt Lisa. There's an angel that looked just like my mama. There's an angel that looked just like my dad, you know, with his big cigar. Oh, yes, I remember that so well. And you see, what did you see? What did you see? Now, are you so proud to tell me when you see a rattlesnake? But what, you bless the rattlesnake, you love him, and you tell him, now you go play off there. You know, you don't say, get off of this property, you're terrible, you're bad. He didn't do anything to you. He didn't do anything to anybody. He's just being a rattlesnake. Just like a gopher is a gopher. You don't say, gopher, you are terrible, get out of here. I know you say, gopher, let my garden alone, let my yard alone, but, you know, there's hundreds and thousands of acres out there they can play on. But, of course, your garden is well watered, it's a soft earth, and you have lots of grass roots hanging down there, and they come along and they say, this is a good munching place, you know. Meanwhile, your grass dies. But you see, do you say, gophers, I surround this property of mine, this yard of mine, with my pure white light of love. And all that dwell here dwell in harmony and peace and joy. You see, when you can say that again and again and again, until you have yourself assured that it is true inside of yourself, then it is done. But you see, vanity is the quicksand of reason. The quicksand of reason. Why is it the quicksand? Because we get caught up into it. Well, I swept the porch today. Nobody has swept it for weeks now, and it's looking terrible, but I swept it. Well, bully, bully for you. Why didn't you sweep it before? Well, it's somebody else's job. Well, is it your eyes that look upon it and want to see it looking beautiful? Well, just take the broom and sweep it, and whoever was supposed to sweep it will say, well, thank you very much. You know? And do you care? You want what your eyes see to be beautiful and lovely. I mean, I do a lot of things around here that as the things that other people might be doing. I take the work right away from them, and I don't care. When I see some weeds that need to be pulled, I pull them. Ingeborg's the same way. She's crazy. When she sees a stick or dirt or junk on the road or something, she stops and picks it up, puts it in her little bag, carries it with her, puts it in the trash. Now, she's not supposed to do that. That's not her job. Her job is to look beautiful. Her job is to say beautiful things, be positive and joyful all the time. Her job is just to be the Queen of Sheba, you know, ba-da, ba-da, you know? And you stick your nose out into those other areas, because it's fun. I was thinking, wouldn't it be interesting if we were at a very wealthy person's house, you know, and this very wealthy person had butlers and maids and things like that, and gardeners and so forth. And one of the butlers said to the lady of the house, may I have a little square in the backyard for a little garden? You know, there's many other gardens here. And she said, oh, of course you can. So he goes out there in his butler outfit, and he digs a little thing in the garden, and he plants some beautiful seeds that he has that he wants to grow. And so every day he goes out there and he blesses them. And every day he goes out there and sprinkles a little bit of water on it. And every day he sees movement under the soil. And pretty soon, pop, 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 up come all of his seeds. And everybody goes out to see what it is because they see he's doing this with such loving care. And then after a while, they grow into flowers. Beautiful flowers. Not one flower, but maybe 100. Every seed is a different flower. and they come popping up with their beautiful heads and with their lovely blossoms, and everyone comes and says, wow, that's great. How come nobody else ever does something like that? Well, he didn't take a big pot. He took a pot like the stupa of the front of the porch, you know. And then he dug it up. He didn't even break a sweat while he was digging it because the ground was in good condition. And then after he had it all raked up nicely, he dug it one day. Then the next day he raked it. Then the next day he gently put a little bit of fertilizer in and raked that in. And then he didn't do it all at once. He could have done it all at once. It wasn't a big job, but he was the butler. He didn't want to get his uniform all sweated up. So after a week, he had all the seeds planted. Now, people come to visit the house while the butler's out there in the garden planting and working, and they say to the hostess, how come your butler's working in the garden? And the hostess said, because he wanted to. Well, I wouldn't let my butler work in the garden. He is a butler, he's not a gardener, and that's not his place to work in the garden, you know. And the hostess said, well, it's not my place to tell the butler where his place is when he knows what his place is, and he does his place very well, and that he does in his spare time. Well, I still wouldn't let him do that, because it's a bad image. When friends come to my house and they see the butler working in the garden, they think I can't afford a gardener. And I don't have that problem, my friend, said the lady of the house. I don't have that problem. I am not concerned what other people think of me or my staff. All I am concerned about is that my staff and I like ourselves and live harmoniously with our world. But you see, vanity is the quicksand of reason. The woman is the woman of the house, and she doesn't pretend that she's something else. But if the woman of the house goes out and sweeps the floor, and she has maids and butlers supposed to do that, if she goes and does the work of her staff, then the staff is going to laugh behind her back, and they're going to say, what a vain woman, what a vain woman. And it's very true. Now, Ellen was a very vain woman at one point in her life, too. She hired people to come in and clean her house, but she didn't want those people to see her house out of order, so she cleaned it the night before they got there, so it'd be in perfect order. And then when they came the next day, they said, well, why did you ask us to come? Your house is in good shape. And she just says, well, I want you to do the finishing touches, you know. But you see, that's vanity. That's vanity. If your house is a mess, that's why you have someone in to clean it. And if you want to clean it up yourself, then don't have somebody come in, because that's vanity when you have somebody come in. You see, we're the masters of our life, and vanity is the quicksand of reason. And as being the masters of our life, we set all the causes in motion for all the great experiences we have. And we don't need to prove anything to anybody. We just be ourselves and have fun. And if you tell me that you did what was expected of you to do, I will say,
hopefully.
What was it you didn't do? What was it you didn't do that you were expected to do? What was it? Because if you tell me what you were expected to do and that you did it, I will say, I doubt that person. I doubt that person. Because if you told me what you did, you didn't do it. You can be sure of that. If you do it and don't even say anything about it, because that was just normal. But if, when I ask the question, and the question is about that subject, what took place on your spiritual journey? What took place on your introspective self adventure? Tell me, what took place when Ellen said that her son had found that tennis is a lot of fun again after being away from it? What did you think? You thought, hey, yeah, it is a lot of fun. Good for him. Or did you say, well, that good-for-nothing kid, he's never done anything in sports now for so many years. It's about time. You see, that's vain. That's judgment. And that's improper. If Ellen says her son is playing tennis now and he hadn't played for long, wow, how wonderful. How great. Everything is beautiful. Everything is fantastic. And it's up to us. to put the cause in motion, to experience it, to enjoy it, and to have it. Have a lovely day, and know the Absolute Philosopher is always there for you to say, I love you, I love you, I love you. I love you.